Republican freshman Congressman Sean Duffy has raised twice as much money as his Democratic challenger Pat Kreitlow. So far this year, he's raised $2.3 million compared to Kreitlow's $1.1 million. But he says money will never replace the stump.
I've done the fairs, the parades, the festivals. I mean, all of that is very important. It shows how hard I've worked and how much I care about the place that I grew up in and the place that I love.
But Duffy says raising money, lots of it, is a reality, especially in the 26-county 7th District, which must feed four television markets.
Make no mistake, we have some very well-funded super PACs that have come in and been running ads against us. So, listen, I better have resources to push back and fight back, and we've done that.
Kreitlow says the special interests are diving into this close race.
What you're seeing really parachute into these competitive districts is outside money. They see that you can make a real difference in the makeup of the House of Representatives.
As much as the two camps have raised, Kreitlow says the totals from super PACs will dwarf that, possibly reaching the $8 to $10 million mark. And with that comes the negative ads that neither candidate can control.
We're counting on voters to look through the clutter, to look just at the ads where the candidate is looking right into the camera and talking right to you the way that I have been in my ads. My ads don't show any grainy black and white footage of Congressman Duffy. It's just me.
The money continues to roll into this largely rural district. Third quarter reports filed with the Federal Election Commission show both campaigns raised more money than in previous quarters. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.